going to give and share with you 5 keys that will give you access to live a complete and utter life of victory. Amen. Come on now. Who's sitting in this morning can say that, you know, can we just be real? Who can say that, you know, my spiritual walk, I'm kind of fed up. I'm frustrated because it seems like my spiritual walk is then up and then down, then I'm up, then I'm down, then I'm up. And I just want to get to that level where I can stay consistent and where I can stay persistent in what it is that God has for me, where I'm not shaken, tossed to and fro by the waves of the sea. Amen. Listen, the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 37, that nay, in all these things that we are more than conquerors. Say, I am more than a conqueror through him who loves me. Stand with me. Say, I am more than a conqueror through him who loves me. Say that from this point forward, I will be continually, I will be more than a conqueror through him who loves me. I am more than a conqueror through him who loves me. You see, what are you doing now? You are prophesying onto the air. What you are doing now is you are paving the way to your spiritual success. Amen. Understand, you can have your seats. Understand that it is God's full intention for you and I, for us as believers, as his sons and his daughters, to live a life of complete and utter victory. It is God's intention for everyone. Amen. And so to be more than a conqueror means that although you will be facing battles, I'm not saying you're not going to face battles. We are in a spiritual war. I'm saying that although you will be facing battles, that your victory is guaranteed. Your victory is guaranteed. Amen. For you stand with one that will never let you go. I want to tell you this morning that although you are in a spiritual war and the battles that you are facing are very real, I know, trust me. But I want to tell you this morning not to lose hope, to pick up yourself again and to push forward. For there is one standing by your side that will never let you go, that believes in you, that trusts in you, that it speaks highly of you. Listen, let go. Let the past be the past. Do not let your sins drag you down and let it go. Say, I'm shaking it off, for I'm telling you this morning that there is one that will never leave you, that will never forsake you, and that is on your side, and that is our Savior, our God, our King, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will turn everything into a blessing in your life if you can only but believe. Amen. Listen, but I'm speaking about a level that you will reach. I've said this many times before. Where you start moving in a dimension where you hover over your problems. I've said this many times. A level where you become a state of being, where you are persistent and consistent in your walk with Christ, where you are firmly established. Amen? But you need to understand that it's going to take a sacrifice to reach this level. It's not going to come easy. There's a price tag connected to it. It's going to cost you. There can be no victory without travail. It will be on your knees in prayer that you will receive all that it is that you need to stay above the battles. It is only when you keep your eyes fixated on the true living word, on our Lord and Savior King Jesus Christ, that you will gain the ability, the boldness to take risks, the power, the might and the strength to get out of the boat and to walk on water. It is only here that you will stay above the storm. Amen. Just stand and give God a praise offering. Now that was only my introduction. Now we can get into the message. Listen, I'm only getting into this thing now. I can feel the presence of God is upon me. I'm excited. I'm going to preach this thing in this morning. Forget what I said early on. I'm going to run up and I'm going to scream. I'm going to shout. And let those who receive, receive. Amen. What I'm going to do in this morning is I'm going to take many of the messages that I have preached throughout this year. I'm going to put it into one box. And I'm going to bring into remembrance. Paul said in the Bible many times that I will bring you into remembrance. Why? Why am I doing this? Because every time that I remind you, then you're like, oh yeah, I forgot about, oh yeah. There will come a time in your spiritual walk that you will be facing something and then it will become alive in you. You will be brought into remembrance. So what I'm doing is I'm hammering these words into your spirit until it becomes alive and real to you. Amen. So I'm going to put these messages into one box, generate five keys that I'm going to give on to you that will give you access to this victorious life that I'm speaking of. Do you guys want this?
Yes.
Amen. Are you ready? Yes. Write this down. Key number one. Knowledge of the Word. Say knowledge of the Word. If I go too fast, then after the service, you're welcome just to come to me and then I'll explain something again. Amen. I tend to lose myself in the Word and I just carry on. Knowledge of the Word. And you may put on the screen for me, Acts chapter 20, verse 32. And it says, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace." Now, that word commend means to present as suitable for approval or to present as suitable for acceptance. In other words, "And now, brethren, I commend you." I present you as suitable for approval to God, as accepted to God and to His word. And it goes on and it says, "Which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among them which is sanctified." Amen. Which is able to build you up. I cannot stress this point enough of how you should get into the word. Listen, my prayer and my desire in this morning is that you will take what I'm giving you and that you will actually go, truly go, and not just walk out and say, "Oh, just another message." Actually go and apply it to your life. I guarantee you that you will start to walk in unquestionable dominion if you can take these keys and truly apply them to your life. Amen? Say knowledge of the word. You absolutely have got to have knowledge of the word, for it is the word of God that builds you up. Amen. You are the architect of your own spiritual success, your own spiritual growth, and ultimate victory. Amen. You are the architect thereof. Let me tell you this morning that the building blocks and the plans that you need to attain this life of victory is locked up in the Word. You absolutely have got to have knowledge of the Word, for it is the Word of God that builds you up. Are you guys with me? Say knowledge of the Word. It is when you take the Word of God onto the inside of you that you soak your spirit man in the Word. Yeah, you soak your man in the spirit word. Say knowledge of the Word. There's a very well-known saying that knowledge is power. That's a worldly saying. And only carries worldly power. But when it comes to the Word of God, it is taken one step further. Because when you have knowledge of the Word of God, it does not just generate power, but also light. And this is ultimately what you want to have. Amen. The Bible says in John chapter 1 from verse 1 to verse 5, and it says, "In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things was made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made." Yeah. Amen. "In Him was life, and this life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." Listen, you want the Word of God on the inside of you. Because as long as you carry light, darkness will never prevail. Because light will always overcome darkness. It is time that we as believers rise up to the challenge. Take the Word of God, break it open, consume it, get it in your spirit, get it alive on the inside of you. Amen. Say knowledge of the Word. But listen, you cannot stop here. Many stop here. You have to go higher. And this brings me to my second key. You can write this down. Meditation on the Word. Meditation on the Word. Now, what does it mean to meditate upon the Word? Many times you hear us say you need to meditate upon the Word. How do you do it? How do you meditate upon the Word? What does it mean? And Lord, I've said previously that you get many believers, like many people, they can quote many scriptures. But they forget one important principle, and that is to meditate upon the Word. Amen. And so the Word of God is not alive on the inside of them because they do not meditate upon the Word. Why is it important to meditate upon the Word? Amen. You see, I have had many people. What I do is, let me explain it this way. I've had many people that would come to me and say, you know, I wish I could know the word like that. I wish I could quote scriptures like that, because then when I get in an argument or in a debate, then I can shut the people up. To some extent, that's kind of okay. But you're completely missing the point. You see, many have asked me, how do you do it? How do you know the word of God like that? How do you remember the scriptures like that? And my response was always the same, and will always be the same, is that I read, I study, and then I meditate. I read, and then I study, and then I meditate upon the word of God. Amen? I take it into my heart. It is all about the motive of your heart. If you want to know the scripture of God, it is about the motive of your heart. Why do you want to be able to know the word of God? Let me explain it like this. The first time that I saw Pastor Leon preach, the first time, I remember that, listen, I grew up in the church. Many of you know my testimony. I grew up in a church. But the words that were spoken and preached came out of a carnal state and had no lasting effect. It brought no lasting change. I would fall back time and again into the world. It's not supposed to be like that. Amen. But when I sat in this man's service, the first time that I heard Pastor Leon preach, his word changed my heart. I could feel, wow, listen, there's something else here. I've not felt this before. There was a stirring in my spirit. God activated at one instance when he started preaching. And I remember I said in my heart, listen, I wish I could preach like that, because then I will be able to change the world. If I can preach like that, I will be able to have an impact. I will be able to make an impact. And immediately there, I had one of those, and I realized it's because he knows the word so well. The word of God is alive on the inside of him. And immediately there, I had one of those deep, heartfelt, spiritual conversations with God. Like when I had the first time where I said, God, please do not pass me by tonight. And I encountered God, and my life was changed that night. And I said, God, I want to be able to preach like this. And God said, then you need to know my word. Right there and then, my love for the word of God started. And I'm telling you that up until this point, that my love for the word of God have only but increased day by day by day. Amen. Do I have people with me at church in this morning? Say meditation on the word. You see, for me, it's not just being able to quote scriptures. It's being able to preach well. It's to be a very effective preacher. Amen. That is my motive, is to be a very effective preacher, so that at any time, at any moment when I do not have my Bible, I can take the word of God, I can take a topic and I can preach it, because I carry the word on the inside of my heart, so that it can bring forth change and to the glory of God. It is all about the motive of your heart. Say the motive of my heart. Understand that as I'm standing before you today, that the word of God is not in my carnal mind. It is engraved onto the tablets of my heart. My spirit is saturated with the word of God. Man, let me tell you that his word is locked up in my bones like holy fire. You know, about 4 weeks ago, I was working a lot of overtime, and this specific evening, and it was actually on the Wednesday evening when we closed the e-groups. I remember Gerard was there actually that evening, that afternoon, and I came home and I was tired. I was severely fatigued. I couldn't keep my eyes open. I just felt, I wasn't even thinking straight anymore. And at one moment, I just lost all hope. I felt, no, it's done. I can't go on like this anymore. I was lying there on the bed and I thought, this is it. And for a long time, I've been looking for my prophecies, the first prophecies that Pastor Leon have given me. I don't know how my wife got hold of it. But at that moment, while I was lying there, feeling hopeless, right there, God started speaking to me. And she played my second prophecy that Pastor Leon gave me. And it was like God speaking to me all over again. And I could feel his presence fill the room. And he said something very profound. He said, Martin, the word of God will be locked up in your bones like holy fire. Come on now. I'm telling you, do not take it lightly when a prophet gives you a word. For that word is straight out of heaven. You must take this word and you must fight with it. Right there and again, hope was restored. The oil started to burn again. And I got up, I pulled myself together. And I repented and I said, God, forgive me. I'm sorry for having felt like this. And I stood up in the power of His might. Let me tell you, we're standing with a God that will always fight for you. He will always fight for you. He will never let you go. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 20 verse 4, "For the Lord your God is He that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies, to save you and to give you victory." Amen. Say knowledge, say meditation on the Word. And this is sadly where so many miss it. Their motive and their reason for wanting to be able to do it is all wrong. Amen. It is all wrong. Why do they want to do it? You see, the Bible says that our great commission is to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Mark chapter 15, I think, verse 16. You don't have to put that on. You just can check if I'm right. I know. I think it's somewhere there. It says, go into all the world. And this is Jesus speaking. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. It is not your job to convince anyone of the gospel. Believing is a choice of the one that hears it. It does not say go into the world and try and convince people. Joel, convince me of the gospel.
No, go on.
If I can convince you into it, I can convince you out of it. The Bible does not say go into the world and convince my people. It says, go into the world and preach it. Whoever believes and is baptized, they will be saved. If they don't hear you, hey, you've done your part. You've done what God have called you to do. Watch the motive. We continually have to scrutinize our hearts and check the motives of our hearts. Amen. So how do you know whether the Word of God is alive on you, in the inside of you, or whether you're just operating from a carnal state? How do you know? I'm going to give you 5 signs that will tell you whether the Word of God is alive in you or whether you're still operating from a carnal man. There's much more, but these are the 5 main ones that you can look out for. Amen? Sign number one. You can write this down. Sign number one. Do you live what you preach? Do you live what you preach? Who are you when no one is looking? Amen? Sign number two. Many people can quote the Bible from front to back, but yet there is no discipline in your life. There is no discipline in your life. Point number three, or sign number three. Your life is not heading in the right direction. You're not living according to the perfect will of God. Point number four, sign number four. Your words have no real impact and brings forth no real change. Point number five, there is no power, there is no anointing, and most of all, there is no authority when you speak. These are sure signs that the Word of God is not yet alive on the inside of you and that you're still operating from a carnal state. Amen. Because when you speak the Word of God, and it's alive in you, it will bring forth change and it will have a great impact on the ones that hear it. It is the law of heaven. It is the way that it works. The anointing changes. It breaks the yoke. So when you preach and you preach from without your spirit, where the Word of God is alive on the inside of you, it will have an impact and it will bring forth change, because now you're speaking with fire, with power, and with authority. This is the very thing that changed me while Pastor Leon was preaching that first time, the Word of God, because it was alive on the inside of me, it changed me. Amen. Now, I do understand that the Word of God is like a double-edged sword, cutting both the one that preach and the one being preached to. But I'm not speaking about that. I'm speaking that you need to meditate upon the Word of God. So how do you meditate upon the Word of God? What I do is I read through the Bible over and over. Okay? And the Holy Spirit will make certain scriptures stand out for you. I don't know if you've done that. You will read a scripture and you're just like, this is for me. Then I'll write it down. And then I will quote these scriptures. I've got like 20 pages of scriptures that I quote every single day. I'm telling you, there's days that I feel I'm going to pause today. I'm going to rest. But then I pick up myself and I'll do it. I'll quote those scriptures over and over. It is by repetition that you meditate upon the Word of God. And I will quote those scriptures one after another, over and over and over again until it's alive in the inside of me. But I'm not speaking it from my carnal state. It's like when you pray in the spirit, you can feel that you're speaking from your spirit man. So I'm speaking these scriptures from my spirit man. It is like I'm prophesying it onto the air. So I will take these scriptures from there and I will make it a part of my prayer sessions. So every time that I get into my prayer closet, God will make a scripture stand out for me because now I'm filled with His word. So this scripture will come up. I will see someone in my e-group. I will see them coming up in my mind all of a sudden. I'm busy praying and all of a sudden I see this person. And then I see the scripture. Then I know God is showing me something. Then I will start declaring that stuff over that person's life. And I will start breaking stuff over that person's life. And I will start praying it. This is how the word of God becomes alive on the inside of you. This is how you meditate upon the word of God. Amen. Listen, you see, meditation is an action. It is an action. Many are still standing on the river banks and are but spectators. If you want to get soaked, you need to jump in the river. You need to jump in the river. Amen. The Bible says in Luke chapter 6, verse 46, and it says, and you can put on the NIV version, Luke chapter 6, verse 46, NIV. And it says, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, but do not do what I say? As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and do what? And puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like a man building a house that dug down deep and laid their foundation on rock. When a flood came and the torrent struck that house, it could not shake it because it was well built." When you meditate upon the word of God, you're building your foundation. Remember that I said that you are the architect of your own spiritual success. And the building plans, what building plans are you using to build your temple? Upon what are you laying your foundation? There is only one rock, and it's upon this revelation that you will be established and firmly be anchored upon, that you will not be shaken. There's no other way. Amen. Say meditation upon the word. What was point number one? Knowledge of the word. Point number two, meditation upon the word of God. Listen, when you meditate upon the word of God, when you quote these scriptures, I cannot explain. I hope that you guys will go and do this. Try it. You'll see it stirring up your faith. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It stirs up your faith. Amen. Who wants their faith stirred in this day? Start quoting some scriptures. You'll see your life changed. Amen. This will help you in turn to speak with boldness, with power, with fire and anointing, because now you're encountering the word. Amen. Listen, what the Roman soldiers would do before they would go into battle is they would take their shields and they would dip them, they would soak them in water for hours at once, so that the water that is now locked up in the shield have the power and the ability to quench the fire of the arrows that the enemy have shot at them. The water represents the word of God. For the Bible says that King Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, is the true living water. And that whosoever shall drink from Him shall never or will never thirst again. Amen. And then the shield represents your faith. The shield represents your faith. It is when you meditate upon the Holy Scriptures in fellowship with the Holy Spirit that you are soaking your spirit man in the very word of God. Here you start to become very powerful. Listen, you will start to move in dimensions where you will grow so strong spiritually, people will start to take note of you. You become a walking Bible. You now reflect nothing but, represents nothing but the very word of God. I'm not speaking about religion. You become a literal walking Bible. You're reflecting everything and it's alive on you. It's flowing like rivers of living water on the inside of you. And everything that makes contact with this water changes. People will start to take note of you. Amen. Listen to this. Put on the screen for me 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13 to verse 15. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13. Now, I'm just going to read from my notes just to keep the flow going. And this is Paul when he gave an instruction to Timothy. And he says, "Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. And neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy." Amen. for those that do not believe in prophecy, which was given thee by prophecy, and this is in the New Testament, with the laying on of hands. For those that say that laying on, where is this laying? Where is this in the Bible? With the laying on of hands of the presbytery. Go on for me. And it says, meditate. Say meditate. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting, say profiting, may appear to all. Now this profiting means your progress. Your success will become so evident that people will not be able to miss you. Amen. You will reach a dimension where you will be, your growth will be so strong. Your words that you speak will carry so much power that people will want that is upon your life. Listen, the world will say, why are you doing it? Why do I always see you're always busy studying or praying. Every time you want to go out, that's what you want to do. We want a social, but you're in the Word of God. Why are you doing it? It is here that you lift up your eyes and you open your mouth to speak, that you will find that you speak with the authority of the kingdom of heaven, with the power of heaven. And it is here that they will no longer ask. Listen, there will be such a great impact. They will no longer ask, why are you doing it? But they will ask, how can we do it? How can we have what is upon your life? Listen, I desire to carry what is upon your life. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 to verse 3, and it says, arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the earth shall be covered with darkness, and gross darkness shall cover the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and His glory shall be seen upon thee. His glory shall be seen upon you, and Gentiles shall come to your lights, and kings, people of influence, to the rising of your brightness. You will reach a dimension where the light that you give out is so powerful, as the Word of God is so alive in you, that will ask, how can I have what you carry? I desire it. I want it with everything that is in me. Amen. Say meditation on the Word. Key number 3, praying in the Spirit. Now, I'm not going to spend too much time on this one, as this is a church that does know how to pray in the Spirit. This is a topic that is very well understood in this church, praying in the Spirit. But I'm going to share with you a different revelation of what happens when you speak in the Spirit that many might not know. Amen? And you can put on the screen for me 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. One of those scriptures that you should know off by heart, very well-known scripture. And it says, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man, say no man. No man understandeth him. Howbeit in the Spirit, he speaketh out mysteries. Now, many people think that, you know, when speaking in the Spirit is not for everyone. Amen. I want to tell you this morning, it's a lie. It is for everyone. Okay, it is the evidence that you are filled with the Holy Spirit. When you speak in other tongues, it is the evidence that you are filled in the Holy Spirit. It's a language of heaven designed, given us so that we can speak unto God. It says, but not unto men. No man understand him. No man. Many people will say that it is a language. It's not a heavenly language. It's like you gain the ability or have the gift to be able to speak a natural language that you have not studied or do not know. Amen? You get a gift like that, yes. But in this context, no. I'm speaking about praying in other tongues. Amen? So praying in the Spirit. And the Bible says, howbeit in the Spirit he speak mysteries. These are creative mysteries. Meaning when you speak in the Spirit, you are creating things in the supernatural realm. You are creating stuff in the supernatural realm. And the stuff that you are creating have got to do with your life and with the life of others. Amen. What you are doing, you are busy. The Holy Spirit, as you're praying in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is busy prioritizing, aligning, and shifting things in the Spirit, in the supernatural realm, according to the perfect will of God. Come on now. Listen, we live in a day and age where we live at a very fast pace. Everyone wants the quick fix to everything. And if you do not keep up with the pace, you will be left behind. And there's so many things that we need to get done in one day, and it seems like 24 hours is just not enough. Amen. Come on, I've said these words many times before, and I know each and every one of you have done the same. Like, I wish I had more hours in the day. but it's fixed. We all just have 24 hours, and we have to make the most of this 24 hours that have been given us. But it's those that will rise up that 2 or 3 hours earlier in the morning. It is you that will gain success. It is here in prayer, on your knees, in the Word of God, that you will pave out your way to spiritual success. For the most important, the most successful people in life are those that can get up those 2 or 3 hours earlier in the morning and pray and see God. Those are the ones that will succeed. Amen. So how are we going to do this? How are we going to make it all work? How are we going to make it all fit in 24 hours? How are we going to pray through? It is going to have to be done supernatural. You see, God has given us a secret. Amen. And it's a method by where you do supernatural prioritizing. And it's called praying in the Spirit. For the Bible says that the Holy Spirit, when I pray in the Spirit, helps me in my weaknesses. For I do not know how I ought to pray for, but He does know. And while I pray in the Spirit, that He intercedes through me the perfect will of God for my life. So when you get up early in the morning, it is here that you do your battle strategy for the day. It is here that you gain victory, the upper hand, the overhand over whatever it is that you're going to be facing throughout the day. Listen, if you want your life to go according to the will of God, who wants their life to go smoothly and perfectly according to the will of God? Start praying in the Spirit. It is something that you cannot do just now and then next week and then maybe in a month again. You're going to have to be persistent and consistent in this. There's going to be days that you just don't want to get up. You know, tell yourself, oh, it's holiday. I can do it now. Nana will come this afternoon, and this afternoon will become the evening, and the evening will become the next day. And before you know it, you haven't prayed for a month. Amen. I don't know. For those that have been praying consistently in the Spirit, who can say that if they stop for 2 or 3 days, you can feel that you've been drawn back into the world. You can feel it. Your flesh is rising up again. Amen. It carries power when you pray in the Spirit of the true living God. For it is now the Spirit of God that intercedes through you. Amen. Listen, there are two groups of people. There are that group of people and believers that the moment a crisis strikes and they're faced with a very bad situation or they don't get their way, then it's like, I'm done. I'm closing shop. I'm out of here. I don't want to do this no more. I can't take this no more. Really? Shame. Really? You're just going to let the enemy come in and take what you have fought for so hard? You're just going to hand it over to the enemy like that? Oh, I'll just take it. It's exactly what he wants. See, there's many people, many believers, and their heads are filled with lies. The devil is a liar. And he carries no power over you. I'm done. I can't do this. Now. I'm offended. That's it. I'm not getting my way. I'm done. Really. Without a fight, you're just going to give it up like that? And then you get that group of believers that do not understand the words, give up. That is not afraid to rise up to the challenge. And that says, come hell or high water. Come what will. I will stand strong. Stuff you, Satan. You have got nothing on me. I am a son of the true living God. I will stand victoriously. I will be more than a conqueror. Why? Because my Father that is in heaven have said so. The Bible says that as you pray in the Spirit, that you edify your body, your soul, and your spirit. Meaning that you build up your body, your soul, and your spirit. I am telling you that, meaning that with every word that you utter, with every word that you speak, even in those most difficult of circumstances, in the most darkest of hour, I'm telling you, do not lose hope. For the words that you are praying brings forth change. There is a shifting taking place. There is a changing taking place. There are things happening in the supernatural realm. Do not think because you cannot see it yet that it is not happening. But there are things taking place. For it is the Holy Spirit of God interceding through you, aligning, prioritizing, and putting things in place that has got to do with the perfect will of God for your life. You cannot fail as long as you stay in prayer. Amen. What happens is when you pray in the Spirit, it changes the physical atmosphere around you. Many will be able to feel this. But when you pray from a carnal state, you will not be able to feel it. When you pray from your Spirit, you can feel the atmosphere. It's like it's tangible. You can touch it. You can touch the presence of God. I hope you guys experience this. So what happens is the natural environment around you becomes under your control. It becomes a filter, the atmosphere, a holy filter, that everything that is now sent your way that goes through this filter, this holy filter, is being changed into something good. Why are you still battling? Why? It's a choice. I'm not saying not going to feel the heat, but I'm saying that victory is guaranteed. Amen. If you can only pray in the Spirit every day, you will start to charter out the whole course of your life. Hear me now. You will walk in unquestionable dominion. Point number four, key number four, speak in wisdom. Say, speak in wisdom. Now, what is wisdom? Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Amen. So, in other words, the Word of God is the principal thing. It is the highest thing. You have to get the Word of God on the inside of you. It is the principal thing. I mean, for this will activate, it will generate unstoppable, unexplainable, holy power on the inside of you. And it will cause you to attain the unattainable, to do the undoable, to reach the unreachable. You want the Word of God on the inside of you. You want that wisdom on the inside of you. Amen. Wisdom is the ability to discern difference. You need the Word of God on the inside of you because it will enable you to be able to discern difference between what is right, what is wrong, between good and between evil. What is the right choice? What is the wrong choice? Everything that you need to succeed in life is locked up in the Word. If you're going to go for anything, go for the Word. I'm not just saying this to sound like, I don't know, listen. It works. The Word of God is practical, but you have to take it in practical. You have to apply it to your life. Amen. That's wisdom. So how do you speak in wisdom? Say, speak in wisdom. This is key number four, speak in wisdom. Remember? How do you speak in wisdom? You need knowledge of the Word of God. How do you gain knowledge? Knowledge is the acquisition of information. And when you take this information that you now have acquired and you apply it in an intelligent way, that is wisdom. If you take the information that you now have acquired and you apply it in a practical way, you are speaking in wisdom. You are moving in wisdom. Amen? You guys with me? So speaking in wisdom. How do you speak in wisdom? By declaring the Word of God. By having declaration sessions. Can I demonstrate? Amen. Maybe I should ask someone to demonstrate. Just bring me a chair. This is what you do. This is declaration sessions. But you need to know the Word of God to be able to do this. Don't worry, you're not going to be sitting for too long before you jump up and scream and shout and praising the Lord, because you're going to get too excited. So you get a chair, you sit down, take the Word of God, you put it in front of you, and you start saying, all glory and honor and praise be unto you, the Lord God Almighty. I have every blessing of heaven upon my life. I am a son of the true living God. I belong to God the Father, the Son, Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. All things are possible through Him who loves me. I cannot fail and I will not fail because He loves me. Listen, I cannot fail and I will walk in continuous victory. Then you stand up. Listen, because you will get excited. And say, I cannot fail. I will walk in continuous victory because greater is He that is in me than he that is in this world. Because as He is, so am I in this world. Amen. I declare and I decree that in the name of my Savior King Jesus Christ, that I will not fail, but that I will continuously progress and that I will walk in continual, unquestionable dominion because He loves me. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that I am filled with glory, that I am filled with life, that I am filled with life, that I am the anointed of the true living God. What am I doing? I'm speaking wisdom. According to 1 John 4 verse 17, if you know the word of God, I like to like rub it in Satan's face. The Bible says, 1 John 4 verse 17, for as he is, so am I in this world. They will get out. For what is demonic, what is wicked, what is evil cannot come into the presence of God. The moment it makes contact with the presence of God, it is annihilated, it is destroyed, it is taken out, it is wiped out. What am I doing? I'm declaring. I'm prophesying onto the air. Man, I am plowing the spiritual ground. I am paving my way to spiritual success. I am raising a memorial in heaven whereupon my victory is written. I am establishing my victory here on earth and in heaven. Because the word said, whatever I so bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever I loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. I'm speaking these words. Now the word of God becomes my lights onto my path. I now can walk in what He has ordered before me. I can see the unseen. Start speaking in wisdom. I've said many times before, be careful what you speak. For life and death is in the power of the tongue. Amen. Be careful what it is that you speak. Speak in wisdom. Say, speak in wisdom. Amen. Last key. Looking at the unseen. Say, looking at the unseen. Listen, if you want to live a complete and utter life of victory, you will need to be able to develop the art of being able to see what is not seen. That which have not yet been made manifest. What do you see? What do you see? Amen. Put on a screen for me, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 and 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. For you to gain this ability of where you can see the unseen, you will need to add a divine additive of heaven to your spirit. And that divine additive is called faith. Don't put this on, but the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1, it says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That does not even make sense. The evidence of things not seen. How can I see something? How can I have evidence of something I cannot even see? It's supernatural. Amen. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. This is what it's all about. Seeing the unseen. Is to develop your divine nature. Amen. Remember that you are born of God. Not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed. That you are the very manifestation of His speech. Amen. Go on for me. And it says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more, exceeding an eternal weight of glory. While we look not on the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Again, I ask you, what do you see? What do you see? Amen. I want to tell you this morning, do not look at what the negative is telling you. Stop looking at your natural circumstances because it is not real. It is temporal. It's written in the Word of God. Amen. Do not give up. Do not get to that place where I say, oh, it's impossible. I will not be able to do this. I cannot do it. Oh, no one loves me. What am I going to do? How am I going to get through this? I'm done. I give up. That's it. I am done. I'm done. No. No, it's time to rise up and to say, enough. Time to rise up and say that enough is enough, devil. I have had enough of you. Do not allow the enemy to come into your territory. Do not allow him to steal your territory. But now for you to have territory, you have to have ownership. And the problem with many believers is that they do not know that they have territory. That God have given them authority over things that they do not even know. That you will have to be willing to fight for. Do I have people with me in this morning? Do not let the enemy take what rightfully belongs to you in this day. Do not let him come in and steal what you have fought so hard for. It belongs to you. Do not let him take your territory. Stand up and say enough is enough. The devil, you have made the wrong choice and that you have chosen the wrong targets. That in this day I rise in the power and in the might of the Almighty God. You see, for many wait and they wait and they wait and they get weary and they get tired. They get tired. Come on, you cannot tell me anything about getting tired. Do I have people, real people with me in this morning? I'm not speaking about the kind of tired where you go to bed in the evening and you're tired. I'm speaking about you waking up tired. You go to work and you're dragging your feet because you're tired. Man, you're eating your lunch tired. You're just tired. When people speak to you, you're just tired and you just want to give up. And you're just hoping that people around you will be able to see what it is that you carry. That someone might just note that you are going through certain stuff. That someone around you might just see the unseen. And start to tell you that, listen, it's going to be okay. That someone might just bring a little bit of light and a little bit of hope. And one by one by one by one, they all went to bed. They all went to sleep. Not just the wise. Not just the foolish. I don't care how strong you are, how powerful you are. I don't care how much money you have. I'm telling you that you will still get tired. But I want to tell you that there will come a time that your light will shine again. For weeping only endureth for a night. But in the morning, your light will shine again. And your oil will burn again. Just do not give up. Take what rightfully belongs to you. Do not lay on your back. Tell Satan, listen, I might be on my back, but I am not giving up. I might be 13 years old. Do not think because I'm 13, I will not fight. Do not think because I'm old, I will not fight. Do not think because I'm gray-headed that I will not fight. Do not think because I'm a woman that I will not fight. Man, I will fight. I will take you down, devil. And I will take you apart. Don't think because I'm on my back that I have given up. I will not fight fair. I will scratch, I will kick, I will scream, but I will fight. I will stand and I will fight. I will fight. I will fight. Time to develop a warrior mentality. A warrior mentality where you say that, listen, today I'm going to do what others won't so that tomorrow I can do what others can't. Amen. What are you seeing? What are you seeing? Elisha's servant came running scared to Elisha, telling me, listen, we are about to die. An army is marching up against us. What do you see? And he prayed, oh God, just open this man's eyes. And he saw angels and chariots of fire. What do you see? Develop that art, that ability to see the unseen, to walk in what God has said, not to take your eyes off of the target. Keep your eyes fixated upon the word. There is no other way. Amen. And start walking in unquestionable dominion. Amen. Thanks, guys. Just stand with me.